Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to start off tonight with a live set with a fantastic band. They are ready here to wow you. Here we go. Live in studio, we have Boar Decor.
Thank you. Force to cross binding. My hands are all tied up with sweet tooth white biting. I am the stone face, the glorified mannequin. I am the flaccid, unresponsive, and adequate. Stalking and caressing makes a mess of a good thing. Dancing, sad, obsessing makes a mess of a good thing. Stalking and caressing makes a mess of a good thing. But dancing, sad, obsessing makes a mess of a good thing. Medulla oblongata, untouched the Bula Rasa. Passion is the movement of the joint unexhausted. Estimation is a gamble. I got arrested. I can tell you I am well and I am able. There is nothing I can handle. Fucking send me approbation. Suckling on your validation. I couldn't stomach your rejection. Working on your approbation. Back to tirade. I stand too close, I cannot fix it. Running a hand on the flesh of my head, I tell it takes a place to this day. Oh, sigh, waves breaking in time. You are the anchor and I am the tide. With shallow pushes, could not move this position. You're that's the big, such a jam we are in. Sex is prestigious, what masturbation is sick. Two bodies move in our place. Since I do have some masculine possession. This is a vibe, yes, this is a vibe. This is a woman, this is a vibe. This is a vibe, yes, this is a vibe. This is a woman, this is a vibe. It's gestation, thy body implied. This sex request to we reluctantly assign. The tissue to confide, the animal is merely occupied.
Mm-hmm. should applaud so that everyone can hear it.
Thanks to our live studio audience. The song is called My Time.
Cassetta, meetings on the top floor, wake up Calcutta, briefcase back tonight, confidants, continental compliments, yes, I want to get in my time. Got a real mean demeanor on his team. Fluid in phrases, deep tape and clean. Tentate to those who don't know better. Breathing legal tender and exhale dead areas. I seek to reside ahead of my time. Listen, you're an actor of all time. This disguise, so with a disguise. And I, it's time to die for having my time. Shepherd, woe over eyes, deliver to face, I'll just sleep at night. I can't see beyond my team, but I'm definitely just retired. Fighting off the kids in their will, I can't keep from the best to live in someone's head. If they fight off my fraternity strong, I'll choose to see the devil with the same funny heart. Think it is, try to listen even, make it a hero, turn it. My attention was cut. Chelsea Crane, he's gonna get too close. I'm gonna retreat and I'm making it out of hell. But it's too late, I'm gonna help myself. Tell the old ones, can never come up now. I like a few more ads in my podcast. I can't get such sad consultation. I would suggest that we've got to fire. There is a person who you are. Trouble on the back. I still cry when I steal the wine. I'm gonna be writing. But this one I go with the two songs from the time of the day.
Swear on ice, CIT. Is that okay?
Did you hear the thing before us?
No, it wasn't.
You can
Okay. The song is called No Love and Romance.
Thank you.
last one is called Love Cut. And most of these songs will be featured on The Color Red, our upcoming LP out September 22nd. Thank you for joining us, Vancouver. We're Bord Decor. And this song is called Spasms. Staccato. Body's in vibrato. Shaking, aching, waiting for your suspect to plateau. Provide the notation. I'm sensing elation. My God, I'm still quickened. What's causing these vibrations? What this facing is insatiable. Any form of pleasure is real. Any form of pleasure is real. Any form of pleasure is real. Within the depths of doing nothing, that's not the right to believe.
Yeah.
It's an abomination. We are in abomination. Murphy's the first session that leads to vexation. Do you ignore that is a full ignorance? In the infinity void to shut the door. Melody and the switching of the biscuit. Scrubs the spine. It's okay. When it's you say we are singing in many ways. Singing in many ways. We are singing on some metal. Seeking spectacle in the alley. They consequently plagued with panic. The encumbrance of the organic. This is the paralysis to the other two swans. We need to see the end. Read the ends on the first second. Yeah, that's subhuman. I'm just moving through it, one after another. Ego.
Your practice out, smiling like a diamond. September 22nd, it's called The Color Red, and it's coming out that day. We're doing a big release show at Red Gate, 1965 Main Street,
yeah,
and there's four bands playing, us being one of them, and Water Sports, and Champion Lawnmower, thanks fellas, and Peggy and the Discount Country Band. It's going to be a hoot and a holler. And then followed by Dan, a night of music. Conflict. This song actually does account for the album's title, so I suppose it's important that we know that. We'll be right back. All this dead air is tuning for the all intents and purposes. Okay, Fear Phobia, yes, thank you.
Yeah. to feel. I am just starting to feel. I'm just starting to feel. Fear-phobia. Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Board Decor, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere, I'll be back with the band, chatting away very soon. Stay tuned to the station.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
In the words of Henry David Thoreau, it's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. Multicultural Ministries is a national, cross-Canada, nonprofit organization that runs temple tours and gives unique perspectives into different religions from around the world, including Buddhism, Sikhism, and Islam. To find out more about them, the tours they offer, or to book one, please visit templetour.weebly.com.
Open Media International is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization working towards informed, citizen-driven internet policy. Open Media believes in keeping the internet uncensored, open, innovative, secure, and providing universal access to fast and affordable networks. If you would like Open Media to keep campaigning for citizens and internet policy, you can donate to them at openmedia.org or openmedia.ca. You can also find them on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Google+.
CITR and Discorder present an album release show for Into the Sun, the new album from cyberpunk band Freak Dream, Thursday, September 20th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Also playing the show are Rinse Dream, Wrong, and Primp. Advance tickets are only $8. Visit BiltmoreCabaret.com for more information. Timber Concerts and CITR presents Shannon and the Clams with guests Sevilla, Thursday, October 4th at the Wise Hall. Advance tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca and are also available at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu. Come out to the Biltmore Cabaret Saturday, October 13th to see Tennis with guest Matt Costa on their Solo in Stereo tour. Get your advance tickets online or at Red Cat Main Street, Red Cat Hastings Street, and Zulu.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca is where you can get us as well on the internet. This is Live on Thunderbird, Radio Hell. If you're just joining us, you missed a fantastic set from the band Bored Decor, but you will get to hear the band talk about everything and everything. They're live in studio with me right now. Welcome, guys. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh. I guess you have to, unfortunately, you have to share a mic.
No, unfortunately.
Thank you so much for coming in. That sounded great. Can you maybe talk a bit about, maybe introduce yourself a little bit, whatever you feel like.
Personally or as a band?
Left to right.
Yeah, sure. just so people can get a hold of your voice and maybe tell you apart, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, do that. I'm Nariah. I play the drums in Bored Decor.
I'm Nick. I play the vocals in Bored Decor.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I play keys and sometimes vocals.
Hi, I'm Colin. I just play guitar.
Perfect. You're Bored Decor. Thank you for coming in. And how did the band get started? You guys only started a few years ago, right?
Yes. We all know each other from different places in time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all met sporadically and...
Did you play in a band before this?
Or yeah, we're all kind. Various. Such a complicated question.
This is my first band.
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, first real project I think for most of us. We have dabbled before, but this is our first foray.
Right.
Previously, it was the three of them.
Right,
and then I joined.
You're the newest member.
Yeah, I'm new. And I knew Nariah from when I moved here because our partners at the time worked together and we would always end up like seeing each other. Mm-hmm. And I knew Nick a little bit. I was a little bit scared of him. Not in a bad way.
Still am.
But I didn't know Ryan. And then when I joined the band, I got to know Ryan and it worked really well.
Like, how, wait, were you guys looking for an extra guitar player, or did it just work out, or how
kinda.
Did it?
Just tumultuous history, really. Things change frequently. Yeah. So we had to bring someone else in, and then some other people came back, and okay. Who knows, maybe somebody else will show up one day, too.
It's a very dramatic.
sounded.
Yeah. You can read all about it in that Discord article. We get asked this question so often.
Right, right. There has been a, I was like, you are in this month's issue of Discorder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of talk about it. There's a new album that you guys are putting out. There's a show coming up on September the 22nd at the Red Gate, the new Red Gates.
Yes.
So, the record, I was reading about it in Discorder. What I heard was that it took like two short sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really cold. Was it that cold?
It was very cold. It was in the middle of January.
Was it just like in a garage?
Kind of, yeah. It was in the attic space of an auto body shop. So it just wasn't heated. It was just an uninsulated, unheated building, effectively. It was our practice space at the time. So that's what we... We were already all, everything was there. It was quite simple.
You know, fair enough. And like, but you're used to practicing it in the cold. Like, do you wear your jackets or anything? Or does anyone, do you even
No,
prefer
you
that?
Know what? I'm drenched in sweat right now.
Yeah, don't you prefer?
So it's quite nice. Yeah, yeah.
It works.
We drank a lot of tea while we were recording. We, kettle was on for sure.
There was a kitchen. And it
there was a little kitchen
a
in there.
Room. It was really pretty, actually. Yeah.
I mean, I assume it's one of those things where, like, maybe you were cool in the beginning, but once you get started, you're, like, totally warmed up.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. We were in there. My dad was recording it for us, and I, in the interview, referred to him as a snob in Discord magazine. I told him that if I had the chance tonight, I would take that. I said I'd revoke that statement, so I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean it like that.
So I was going to ask that, too. Like, how is it being recorded by your father? Like, is he, professional engineer?
Yeah, he's been recording for a long time,
yeah.
Which is probably why he's a bit of a snob about it.
Here it comes.
What was he giving advice or instructions, directions, was it just up to you guys to do whatever you want?
There's some small production role happening, I think. Yeah. I'd say Brad had an artistic hand in it to a degree.
But for the most part, it was it was like a normal practice, more or less, and he walked in and just put mics down, that's obviously it.
We basically set up and recorded it live in our practice space, so it was very much the same as any other day we would get together to practice. It's just that there were microphones set up.
Right.
Yeah. It's as organic as possible. Well, not as possible.
Yeah, because on an interview you were saying that you guys are more about the live sets in your songs, or you're more. Yeah, thinking about the live performing as the songs come first,
yeah,
or something like that, or.
Sorry, I was fiddling with the headphones.
I'm just saying
we play them all live a lot before we record them. Like that, I think for us is we only know that they're gonna work once we've played them live, because that's just the setting they're written for, really.
Yeah. I feel like with the recordings that we've had so far, it's been more of we need to record them so they don't just get lost completely,
right?
You know. It's more about documenting that we wrote the song, and that we're okay, so if you like the song, you can listen to it. It's kind of more of a reminder for live.
Yeah, what we could get better at is recording the creme de la creme takes, because we don't always get those. That sometimes just happens at the Biltmore or something.
But
it's randomized is what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
But there is a good thing or advantage to just doing at it and going at it, as opposed to maybe, because sometimes your bands are just slave over a mix or different tracks for years, because they try to come up to have it perfect. Or it's I feel music is one of those things that you can, if you, or even writing or anything, a lot of the arts, you can, if you don't put it away, you can always feel I can always do a little bit more here, move it around more here. But then the next day, maybe you come back and go, maybe I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you can really get lost in the meticulous act of recording, and you can kind of just end up going nowhere. It's you can edit something again and again and again, and eventually you won't really be improving on anything. You're just...
Changing things. I think some of us over edit and some of us under edit, so it kind of balances itself out a bit.
Mm-hmm. And this record, The Color Red, you were saying that The title has something to do with song conflict, or how did you, is there like a theme to like red as in like
it's a really vibrant color.
Yeah. You're playing at the red gate. It's perfect.
I think it's a super powerful color. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's intimidating.
It's violent, but it's also,
and it's like family. Attractive, and it's kind of got it all, really.
Right.
It's primary.
It's kind of.
It's really. It's frightening and kind of beautiful.
It's very easy to project onto.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. Yeah, and this is your first like full length. You had a like a EP, sort of a bunch of recordings last year, I guess. Yeah. How do you feel about like a full length versus shorter thing, or have you just been working toward like a whole 11 song? That's quite a bit, right? Because you can always put songs out a little bit at a time, as opposed to put out a whole bunch at the same time.
I think when we wanted to start focusing on creating a new release, we had a whole bunch of material that had been beforehand unrecorded. So we just sort of wanted to cap off that era of what we had been working on, I guess. Mm-hmm. And like basically just have our set. Finalized, yeah. I guess. What's the word? Yeah.
And all the songs are all these songs are songs you've been playing quite a bit.
Yeah. I think it's as a whole piece of work, it's a good example of like what we've been doing up until now.
Okay.
And then
great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because sometimes bands go the other way where they write songs and then they maybe record it and then they practice them for the show. I guess this is.
Yeah, we've definitely never really messed with that. We're really bad at keeping things hidden.
Hey, look at this thing I just did. Oh, I probably shouldn't have shown you that. It's supposed to be a secret.
Fair enough.
We just got really excited. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great. If you're just joining us, this is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben. I am joined in studio with Bored Decor. There's a show coming up September the 22nd. Is that a Saturday or Friday?
I believe it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday at the Red Gate. That's the one on Main Street, the new Red Gate, with the Champion Lawnmower, Water Sports, Piggy, and the Discount Country Band. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know them either.
Should we?
I'm awful excited to find out who they are.
Should we find out who we are?
Yeah, you'll have to come to the show to find out who they are.
You'll recognize them though. They're friendly faces.
Oh, sweet.
Some would say.
That'll be
some
right.
Would say minor celebrities.
They come and go from Vancouver, from the GVA. But
oh, nice. Okay. Secret name. No, that sounds awesome.
And then Dame is playing.
Followed by Dame.
Oh yeah.
And I could even bring up the list of all the DJs who are performing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Please. Sick. Please do.
I think I know what
I think there's Paisley Eva. There's DJ Phoenix. There's Baby Legs. There's somebody else. Maya Gulen.
And those are all like between
and Hannah Karen.
Hannah Karen. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Right.
Of Necking.
Of Necking.
Yes.
Real Shredders.
And DJ Phoenix of Skunt.
Real Shredder.
And
Real
Baby Legs.
Shredder.
Of Emily Carr.
What?
And it's at the new record. Very nice. What do you think of the new record so far? It's only been a few months. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Looks the same as the old.
Yeah. they got most of the furniture.
It's like the old Redgate, except it's not
just
in
less
a dim sum factory. The old one was in a dim sum factory, and it kind of had some weird vibes from that.
Yeah, right.
Dim sum ghosts.
But it's without the dim sum ghosts.
Yeah. Was there like a smell? No, there wasn't.
No. Just the ghosts of unhappy.
It was a smell, but it wasn't dim sum.
The new one is at the former, if you don't know, the former space that was Vivo.
Vancouver Arts and Leisure, actually.
And Vivo, even before that.
Yeah.
I've never been to Vivo.
For those old heads out there.
I think we should take a minute to thank everybody at Redgate, especially Jim, that space is amazing, and what they're doing is absolutely fantastic. And I think we're all super happy to get to spend time there and play there.
Yeah. And it's cool that you're I feel like that area, you get a bit more random people walking by, too. that sort of like, oh, what's going on? We can go check it out. That sort of thing. So yeah. Anything? So it's your record release party. Any surprise? I guess I was gonna say any surprises, but I won't be surprised if you were to tell me. But
there's a dress code.
Oh yeah. No, there's not a dress code. But you should wear red because it's gonna be quite exciting if everybody does.
Is it gonna try to do a little bit of a red?
Dress it up a little bit. Yeah. See what we can do.
We got some things planned.
Yeah, yeah, a few things.
Nothing over the top, but
yeah. Maybe. Some furniture. It might be over the top.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Well, you know, for Saturday night, it's it is the sort of thing that you want to do. So, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are with the band Boar Decor. Are you guys ready for a little segment that we do called Quiz from Hell?
No.
Well, so ready.
It's too bad because once I get this computer working,
the quiz is queued. The doors are locked.
Yes, you guys can't escape it. Everybody's favorite segment on the show. There might be a new one. I guess there's another one. Will there be two? Actually, this would be fun.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from hell.
All right, so it's a little thing where I make the band, every single band, more or less every single band on the show, take a like a BuzzFeed kind of quiz where, you know, you just answer a bunch of random useless questions about, you know, what's your favorite sandwich? What's your favorite type of, I don't know, cheese? And then at the end go, oh, you are just like Niles Crane from Fraser. I don't know, which Fraser character are you? Which Friends character? Which Harry Potter? Which Harry Potter are you kind of thing? It's one of those really goofy thing where it's not an actual trivia quiz, but more of like a Facebook quiz. Are you all ready for this?
So down.
So there's a whole bunch of just random things that's on this computer here. I'm just going to randomly close my eyes and click on one. If it eventually goes into it. Oh, geez.
Oh, geez.
All right, this is this is a weird one. I don't know how you feel about this, but let's see if this even works. Okay, here we go. Hopefully this will make sense for all of you. This quiz is written by a person named Ruben Guevara, and this quiz is like a box of chocolates. You never know which character you're going to get. So the quiz is, which Tom Hanks character are you? So...
Are you cheating?
I'm not cheating. I'm just thinking.
So, but there's no.
I know which one Ryan is.
Yeah. There's no. But as a band, you can answer as a band, or I don't know how you would deal with this. Usually, people just take. You know, you just kind of come up with a consensus, or you can take turns.
Let's take turns.
There's no right or wrong answer. It's a. You know, it's.
No.
Oh, I'm just googling.
We can't do this. This is fake.
So the first question in this quiz is what? Pick your favorite toy from Toy Story. Have you all seen Toy Story?
Man.
There's Buzz Lightyear, the slinky dog.
Oh,
there's a Mr. Potato Head. There's Rex, which is the dinosaur thing. There's Ham, which is the piggy bank. There's Jessie, that's the cowgirl. Bullseye, I guess it's like a donkey thing, I don't really remember. And Ken, like a Ken and Barbie. And Mr. Prickle Pants, I don't really remember that one.
I think...
it's like a hedgehog, it's a hedgehog.
Do you want us to answer as a group?
It's up to you. What are you feeling?
I'm saying Slinky
Dog. You only have one answer, so you can't all have different answers. So someone has to come up with the answer, probably maybe as a group.
One for Slinky Dog.
Yeah, I give it Slinky.
I guess. I was going to say Ham, but Slinky was a second.
Ham
so
really
I down. Guess.
Like, the thing about those two characters is they're both no bullshit. Like they.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're both on the podium tonight for us, first and second.
What is that? That weird like doll thing that has like the like eight legs?
That wasn't in there. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The creepy
one.
Yeah, but the turns out it's really nice.
What's
right?
Boy's name? The child who would mutilate the dolls.
Yeah.
I was really scared of that when I was a little kid.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. this one might be a little bit tough. it is American. It's American website. Choose a defining moment from American history.
There, oh, no.
We shouldn't do this. Don't say anything, Ryan.
There is the moon landing.
Oh.
There is Barack Obama's presidential win. There's the Declaration of Independence. There is the women's suffrage. There is the fall of the Berlin Wall. There is the Wright brothers' first flight.
Oh, my goodness.
There is the Allies' victory in World War II, or the Civil Rights Act, or the Emancipation Proclamation.
This is civil rights or women's suffrage.
You got to agree on one? Or?
Yeah. American.
This is so loaded.
I know. This is very serious.
I'd say, yeah. Civil rights.
Yeah,
movement,
let's do that. That's
for sure.
Yeah. I feel like that's it. Yeah.
Still going on.
A lot of those are important.
Yeah.
Civil rights. Where in America is Berlin?
I know.
That's kind of funny.
I think it's part, they're claiming it as their, yeah. going back lower in the who is your ride or die animal psychic? So who's your favorite? So this Scooby Doo.
Oh, wow.
You guys can read it.
Falcor.
So they're sort of making
Falcor for sure.
Falcor.
Yeah, that's easy.
Can you maybe someone read out everything? Just right. A kiss of me.
Flounder from The Little Mermaid?
No.
Puss in Boots? No. I don't know who Baxter is.
I don't know who Baxter is.
There's Scooby-Doo. There's Falcor. There's... Oh, can I grab this for a second?
Sure.
Baxter
Salem.
Looks pretty
Salem's
cool, though.
Chill. Salem from...
We've got Flounder.
Sabrina,
Toto.
The Teenage Witch.
Who is this cat?
Okay, so
Puss in Boots.
No, the other one with the donuts.
Is Baxter that time-traveling dog?
There's Hedwig, Pluto.
I have no idea.
Does anyone know
Baxter.
It's Falcor. Yeah, the answer is Falcor.
The answer is Falcor, for sure.
Falcor. Definitely Falcor.
All right, here we go.
from the Neverending Story.
On anything.
Yeah. All right, and now back to something more serious. I don't know if it's serious or not. Choose a damning conspiracy theory. I don't know what that means. Does it mean that you don't believe it, or does it mean that you believe it? I don't know. Choose
Let's do believe it.
Yeah. NASA faked the moon landing. So.
Yes.
That's pretty juicy.
So if you would have chosen the moon landing on the other one, then you probably couldn't have chosen this one. The Illuminati is plotting to rule the mankind. Global warming is a hoax.
And the Earth is flat.
Area 51 is home to alien life. Elvis Presley is still alive.
Oh.
Lizard people control the world. Is that still a thing? Paul McCartney secretly died in 1966. Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene. And this is an old school one. We lived in a time cube. I don't know if you guys.
Time cube. Time cube.
All true.
Oh,
that's
hell
like
yeah.
A 1991.
Hell yeah! I love time cube. Yeah. I'm so into time cube.
I think we have to pick between Illuminati and lizard people because they can't both have it.
Oh, man.
You guys have Illuminati is lizard people.
Oh, man.
No, time cube. You can do time cube.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Explain the
okay,
time cube?
So time cube is the fact. Time cube is the fact that each day is actually 4 days. 24-hour space-time rotations.
Okay.
And it's a good read. It's actually not online anymore. If you try and go to the webpage, I think you get like a virus
saved.
On your computer.
Oh, no.
But it's still on the Internet Archives. You can read all about it.
Well, why'd they take it down?
Because
it's true.
They want to shut it down.
Yeah. Academia doesn't want you to know about this.
Yo, who are these men in suits in here? What's this?
I can't go too into this or else I'll be targeted. So
yeah,
all
I
right.
get it.
All right, so we're gonna pick in the time cube then.
Time cube.
All right. Which
I fucking love time cube.
It's so good. It's so good.
We're on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Which decade do you wish you were actually born in? The 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or the O's, whatever, the zeros.
The 60s.
Yeah,
man.
I wish I was younger. I wish I was born in the 2000s.
Say like 30s so that you could have experienced the rest of it a little bit older, like a little bit more in it. You would have just been a kid. 30s. You wouldn't have known any better. You're born in that time.
Maybe look at it this way. Which your band, like, which you, is there a certain era that you that you
would have done well in? No.
Back in the 20s, I don't know.
I think we would have done well in the 70s, maybe.
No.
No?
Maybe. I don't know.
We don't do well.
It's just not going to happen.
Maybe.
No, yeah. I don't know. I wish.
I know you wish you were born in the 70s.
Born in the
Wait,
70s?
Is it born in or lived in? No, I assume it's the deck.
Born in. In.
You got to do
well,
math.
Then that's fucking
confusing. Yeah.
On the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, then you have to add like 20, I don't know, 10, 20 years to it. But I don't know. It's no, there's no.
Born in 1950, board decor. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, all right. We skipped the wars.
A lot of problems.
All right. I'll take that as.
But I'm down. I'm down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that one.
Okay, so we got two more, but before we go too far, is there a particular Tom Hanks character that you would be, you want to be, you think would fit?
I don't know.
Or is there one that you don't want?
The maybe? Character from Castaway, or Big, or that show that he did in the.
I don't know.
Somebody's
I would prefer. I would just say Tom Hanks, the guy, like not in character, like just Tom Hanks.
No, what was that show he was in? It was quite. Or the Catch Me If You Can. No, it's not really that good. But I'm looking at Tom Hanks movies. Maybe Toy Story. Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
He was in
Woody.
Toy Story.
Yeah, he's Woody. He's Woody. Yeah.
What's that show called?
Yeah. Tom.
We can't be Slink and Woody.
Let's find out. What.
All right. Next question. Two more. Name somewhere in space to explore.
Somewhere in space?
Yeah. So there is a deep space spiral galaxy. So there's like photos of what it looks like.
Oh my god.
There's Nebula.
Wow.
Interstellar cloud. There is the galactic core galaxy. Space nebula. The Ego Nebula Pillars.
Yeah, I like that.
Magellanic Cloud, Lunar Surface, and Planet Earth. If you're playing at home, you're missing out, but maybe Google everything I just said and look at Google photos or something.
I feel like all of them except for Lunar Surface and what's the other one? Like with the Earth? Earth orbit? Planet orbit?
I mean,
they're all really abstract and... You wouldn't really be able to, I guess,
be there, or
like put your own existence into perspective. Because I think when you're on the moon and you like look at the Earth, it puts
really
a lot of stuff into perspective. But a lot of the other ones, they're really
abstract.
I don't know.
Is that how it was last time you were on the moon?
Yeah.
Well, there's a little planet Earth, which is just kind of like you want to just stay on. Yeah.
You know, I think I'd do lunar.
Surface?
Is it one lunar surface?
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll ship that.
Jump really high and stuff.
Yeah. You're getting Apollo 13, Tom Hanks? Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, I get it. I understand that. That's why these questions are being asked. I was so confused.
Who's the genius that wrote this?
Yeah. So maybe I'll get you guys to read this one. Which phrase sounds the most comforting to you?
Love this.
So you can say it. Maybe you can say it out loud and just say it for yourself.
Can I read them? Can I read them?
One day we'll laugh about all of this. One door closes, another one opens. Time heals all wounds. Every cloud has a silver lining. What's meant to be will be. What everything <else. laughs> What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Always look on the bright side of life. Pain is just weakness leaving the body. Worst things happen at sea. Are these Tom Hanks quotes?
I don't think
definitely from that new one.
Which one? The pain know, leaves the body? What? That's the a top, doesn't sound like a Tom Hanks.
No, the
I'm used to
kind of like that one.
I really
kind of
like that one.
Would make it better. Explain all this hurting.
Personally, I think one day we'll laugh about all of this is the most comforting.
That's nice.
I agree with that.
I like worse things happen at sea, though. It's pretty ridiculous.
That's probably for the Castaway one. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But did he, I don't think he's... Yeah, I don't know. So wait, what? Pain... Wait, which one? That
one? The laughing one.
One day we'll laugh about all of this.
Right.
One day.
All right, here we go. So you've... Oh, all right. I hope you know this
whom
one.
Whom we be?
You look... So you're just joining us. We're playing a game with Board Decor called Which Tom Hanks Character Are You? And this is the character that Board Decor, the band, would play if they were somehow in, they were somehow Tom Hanks and in a movie. In a world, it's in your world, everyone sounds like they're speaking another language. Everybody loves how open you are and the fact that you embrace life so willingly helps others see the light that has shined above you for years. You got Victor Novkovsky from The Terminal.
Ah, yes.
That's the one where he's stuck
in a train station,
like a plane, the airport. I think.
Okay, I've never seen that film.
he's like he lost his passport or something and is stuck.
That's exactly what would happen to us if you threw us into a train station together.
He's like stuck at an airport, so he lived.
Actually,
he lives in like something like his country doesn't exist anymore, so he can't. He's stuck at like an airport for like a year.
And becomes a stateless person.
Yeah, and he's like friends with like everyone in the airport, and he sleeps like in the in the thing.
It's based off a real person.
It's eerily accurate.
Yeah, that's actually happened to a couple people. It's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Well, so there you go.
I'm down to do another quiz, honestly.
Oh my god.
I don't have a. Oh, I have a different segment that I've never done before.
Oh yeah.
If you're into it, we can do it. I don't have a theme song for it because we've never played this or we've done this segment before, but. If it turned out well, this might become a regular segment. And the reason that I thought of this, I was going to call this roaring or boring, kind of because bore decor. So either roaring as in like, I think fun or roaring, or boring as in sleepy. So I have a website where it's just going to generate some random. There's a website where it's like. There's a website that generates like random words or people and things, and as a band, you just maybe you guys decide if it's something you think that's boring or do you think it's something that's roaring.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So it's a totally silly. Random. For example, the last one we got was like just like the Smiths.
Don't do that one.
No, we're not answering.
All right. So this is the first one. We the first one randomly was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Boring.
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 The Gruffalo?
I don't know what that is.
Looks cool though.
It's like a book.
That's embarrassing.
Suddenly there's a bunch of Grandmaster Flash, The Message. Do you know that song?
Roaring.
To Kill a Mockingbird, the book.
That roaring.
It's pretty boring, the movie. Didn't read the book.
No way.
Parks and Recreation.
Boring.
Boring.
Wow, that was so loud.
Clint Eastwood.
Boring.
No, he's boring. He's a bad person.
Perfect. Oh, Bruno Mars.
He's sick. He's Filipino.
Yeah, he's pretty wrong.
There's a picture of him in NICU on Main and 18th at like
what?
Super cheap little pitcher beer spot. He's in there with his arms around the staff, but he's still boring.
Don't make much sense.
Oh, yeah, that picture's good.
There's no right or answer. Die Hard.
Die Hard.
I haven't seen it.
I can't get behind Bruce Willis. I don't know.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I don't know about Bruce Willis.
It is.
Yeah, it is a Christmas. You have not seen Die Hard, eh?
No.
Wow. All right.
Must be boring.
All right. The Pixies.
Roaring. I'm a fan.
Roaring. Boring. Sorry.
No, it's Pan's Labyrinth.
Roaring.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. Movies are right. Guillermo del Toro.
It's that movie with like the dude with the hand
more,
or the eye.
More roaring than boring.
Yeah.
Like, I remember being really scared of it as a kid. Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
This is a movie called Touch of Evil. It's like an old,
no idea.
I don't know.
It's like
what
an
that
old,
is.
Looks old, like the photo.
Cool cover though.
Yeah.
Roaring.
Yeah. Keira Knightley, the actress.
Pirates of the Caribbean, first one, that was good. Right. But after that,
right.
Oh, bored. She's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
I
he's
don't know.
Beautiful. She's a saint.
Bo Jackson.
It's a roaring.
That's
yeah,
a
roaring.
Old, yeah.
Roaring for sure.
I don't know. How are you looking, Ripper Street? It's like a TV. I don't know.
No,
it's like a TV. But like, it's a bunch of it's like a bunch of guys with hats.
Yeah, I don't know.
Boring.
Don't know about them hats.
That's us.
Yeah, I'm not wearing.
This is the band Iron Maiden.
I don't know. I'm
hesitating.
I'm bored.
this is controversial. This is like
this
controversial.
Makes sense. This is very critical.
I know.
I like
Ingrid
it.
Bergman.
I like. Oh, Roaring, for sure. Great.
I don't know who that is.
Director.
Oh. The TV show Vikings, I've never seen.
Like,
that.
Oh,
boring. TV is boring.
No. If you're just joining us, you're wondering what is going on. Perfect radio here. We're playing Warring and Boring. Maybe we can.
I like it. So
maybe
new,
we can elaborate on
it's
some
a
of
new
this.
Segment.
Maybe we can elaborate a little bit. I don't know. Anne Hathaway from actress. Warring or Boring?
Roaring. Come on.
What movie?
A lot of great roles.
She was in Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Game. Watch that on my plane. Love that shit. So good. Yeah.
When did you get a plane?
Meryl Streep, though.
Hey, Nick, I have some Cessna flying manuals if you need some, you know.
Some what?
Some Cessna flying manuals fly at night. I found them in a box outside.
They're like, actually really cool. They're from the 70s, and like the design on them is...
Meals? Like flying, like a...
Like a manual, how to fly.
Oh, I don't need to know how to fly.
Well, how are you going to fly your plane?
Boring.
No, Anne Hathaway's roaring.
The song by the Chemical Brothers, Hey Boy, Hey Girl. I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Thought you're gonna say My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
No.
My R's were rolling. I was ready to go.
Tony Hawk.
I mean,
ooh,
wait.
The Birdman can get it. Anybody can get it.
So is that boring or roaring?
Nah, he's sick.
Tony Hawk's sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't
got any dirt on Tony Hawk right
no,
now.
No, that's true. I got no. Yeah, let's do it. Games are fire.
This is getting a Sean Penn.
Sean
Penn's kind of sus. I'm going to go boring.
Roaring. He punched that paparazzi dude in the face that time.
I believe he also... There's a really gnarly story, but I don't know it, so I'm not going to try and tell it. Although I do like... Fast or High Times, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Ridgemont High.
Yeah, from like 20s.
But that's, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if you've seen it. Lawrence of Arabia.
That's so boring.
It's only like 3 hours long.
Ooh.
I don't know. Yeah, I think it's something like that.
Yeah, I actually was. Yeah.
Sherlock, the TV show.
Boring.
Boring. Yeah, straight up.
I think it's slightly overrated.
Yeah.
Slightly.
the Usual Suspects. Have you seen the?
Oh, that's I like them.
I
oh, I watched it when I was really.
I
young
like that too. I'm for it.
I think it's
roaring.
Pretty cool. The there's this one character in it who's like super cool, but I wouldn't be able to remember him. So.
Never right. The movie The Graduate.
Yeah, roaring. Simon and Garfunkel soundtrack is roaring.
Oh, do they write? Wait, do they write?
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Oh,
Jesus loves you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love
that. Is that from that?
Yeah, they wrote that for
that
movie.
Holy.
Such a beautiful.
Yeah.
Holy.
Can't you?
Roaring.
Yeah.
Roaring. We'll do like two more. Two more. Just otherwise we're just like this never
no,
ends.
No, I know. I could do it forever.
Alien, I have an answer for this.
Aliens?
Roaring.
Sad.
First one was great.
First one, yeah.
Never seen them.
Yeah.
Have to see it. Oh, it's great. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Ridley Scott.
You guys, you got to see it. It's a great movie.
It is good.
The last one. the band One Direction.
Oh, fucking roaring. I saw Harry Styles in concert.
One Direction's sick as hell.
Dead. And I watched Dunkirk on the plane. What plane?
I have a One Direction tour DVD.
Nick's a huge Harry fan.
Hey, Nick, I have a One Direction tour DVD, actually.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'm like completely serious.
Sweet. For Decor, live on CITR, and that's how I think that's fine. I think we'll keep playing it. It's called Roaring and Roaring or Boring, and then
it really showcases character.
We should do a jingle for it.
Yeah, we'll write the jingle for it.
If you're up for it, perfect.
we won't. We don't have to. I'm sorry.
Whatever you feel like, we'll figure this out.
GarageBand.
Yeah.
Bring in the keyboard.
Yeah, Ryan could probably write it.
Some approach.
Board Decor, there's a show. Just if you're just joining us now, this show, Live on Thunderbird Radio Home, you can listen to the podcast, the live performance, if you miss it, by going to citr.ca. Sometime later today or tomorrow, you can do a search for Board Decor or Thunderbird Radio. Hell, it will show up in a podcast. You can listen to it in its entirety, along with the awesome game of Quiz from Hell and what we just played. And also, you can get a hold of the show on radiohell.ca. There's a show that Board Decor is playing on the 22nd at the Red Gate. And you can look up the band. What's the best way to get a hold of you? Just Facebook, Bandcamp?
Yeah, Bandcamp.
We recently got a website.
Did you hook it up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
BoardDecor.tk.
.tk.
Perfect. Yeah, you can find everything
What's TK? Oh,
it's like the Tokelau Islands.
Oh,
they offer free domain names.
Oh, nice. So, and it's spelled a B O R E D. And then is it D E C O R?
Yes.
Yeah, two D's. And .tk. Can people get the record at your show? Is that where they
be available on cassette. With downloads. I don't know how much we're going to charge for them yet, but...
No.
Shit's fire.
There you go. Facts. Yeah, come get a physical copy. There's only... We made 100 copies, so it's pretty limited release, and they look good. They look nice.
Nice. And is it red?
It's red.
Yeah, it's very red.
I think we should take this opportunity to thank Craig Waddell and Esme for helping us put that album together. Because they helped us out a lot. Huge thank you.
Yeah.
Huge thank you.
Nice. What did they do? What sort of?
Well, Esme recorded it. Esme is then Craig mastered it.
Okay.
Yes. Gotham City Studios, I believe. Yes.
Sweet. All right. And so that's show. Any other plans for the band this fall, the winter?
We have a lot of shows coming up, actually. We're playing... That's not official yet, but yeah. We might play Victoria in the next month. We're playing with Ulrika Spacek at The Fox on October 10th, 9th, 10th. I don't know. And Mintfield. So
cool.
Ulrika is from the UK and Mintfield is from Mexico. I believe that's a Timber Concerts event.
We're doing nothing with Gil?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know if that date is solidified yet, though.
We're playing that.
We are playing Glam Fest at Red Gate as well, which I believe. Do you know the date of that?
It's on the 13th of October, and it's an incredibly bizarrely stacked bill.
Yeah, dense lineup. Very
more than
big day.
More than 12 really sick bands.
There's gonna be a lot going on.
Like I don't know how. It's an insane amount of music for one day. It's gonna be great.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did see that on my Facebook events. Yeah, that's great. Anything else to add, guys?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. Yeah, for coming in.
Of course.
Yeah, this was super fun.
Yeah,
honestly.
Thanks for being the first band to play Warring or Boring.
No, I love it.
We actually pretty much play that all the time, in the car.
Yeah, I mean, for those people at home, if you just want to play along when you're bored at home, just scream out, randomly, the first word that people say, awesome, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and Board Decor, thank you again for being here and being good sports, and see you at the show on September 22nd.
Hell yeah.
Thanks.
See y'all there.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, coming up next, we have Copy and Paste. Do not go anywhere. This is still CITR 101.9 FM.
Join us in celebrating the 40th year partnership between UBC and the United Way of the Lower Mainland. Our goal this year is to help 40,000 people in our community. Make sure to visit unitedway.ubc.ca to learn about us, our events, and how to get involved, because together, we are possibility.
If you're one of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you. For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.